Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Tad sees both a psychiatrist and me as a primary care doctor. He was recently in bad shape, and I needed to speak with his psychiatrist about his treatment. Well, it turned out the psychiatrist was on holiday, and the covering doctor knew nothing about Tad or his history. The reason this is important is that we still treat illnesses of the mind and illnesses of the body completely differently, particularly with regard to critical information. I have complete access to Tad's medical records, his cardiologist's notes, the orthopedic surgeon's notes, every record, and every lab test. Yet the entrenched culture of separate systems means I have absolutely no access to any of his mental health records, and they are not maintained in an electronic record system. In 2008, the U.S. passed the Mental Health Parity Law, whose goal was to expand access and eliminate the financial barriers to obtaining mental health care. But people with mental illness still face discrimination, and access to treatment is poor. The law's just not working, and there is plenty of blame to go around. Insurance companies sidestep or ignore the law. Mental health providers seek to maximize their profits, and our government has failed to enforce the law. So far as I can tell, the government has not taken a single action to enforce compliance with the law. Insurers try to trick or limit treatment, like medical necessity review or pre-authorization by low-level technocrats for office visits. Research shows that insurers are denying care at higher levels for mental health than they do for physical health. Yet as a primary care doctor, even I have no access to insurance companies to ask them why they've denied services to my patients or explain to them why my patients need these services. Another problem is that health care plans offer very limited access to mental health providers. Those who are on provider lists often have no appointments available for weeks or months. Making matters even worse is that over half of psychiatrists and many psychologists simply do not accept health insurance and require cash payments. Yet another problem, insurance companies often provide poor access to useful psychiatric medications, forcing doctors instead to use older drugs with unpleasant side effects. Those who need mental health services quickly get frustrated by all these barriers that have been erected by insurance companies, and they're not aware of their rights under the law. The bottom line is that many people aren't getting the care they need, and those who are paying exorbitant prices. To start with, what's needed is aggressive enforcement of the current law, transparency to patients as to why services are being denied, required lists of providers who are well-trained and have appointments available, and equitable co-payments for services. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.